The sun is at its highest point on a Thursday afternoon, and 11-year-old Maston Green is doing his best to ignore the 103-degree heat and listen to his coach as he prepares to make yet another run around the track at Baylor University.
All right, Maston, this next one, focus on getting out this first 50, and on this last one, this is what's going to make you finish in the race. So kind of pump your arms, get out this first 50, and when you get to the end, that last 50, pump those arms. Think about pumping those arms and finishing strong. Because that's what's going to win you the race.
Maston is preparing for the games of Texas under the watchful eye of Baylor senior Whitney Prevost, whose spot on the track and field team for the Bears is one Maston might like to fill someday. But that's in the distant future. The games of Texas are here and now, kicking off today at locations around Waco. What is this tournament that would make an 11-year-old trade in playing video games for training in the heat and attract approximately 6,000 athletes plus their families?
It's an Olympic-style sports tournament. We'll have 14 venues, archery, to golf, to tennis, to table tennis, swimming, track. We'll have opening ceremonies on Friday night downtown.
That's Jeff Goodman of Waco Parks and Recreation. Waco has hosted these games a record 7 times in the 26-year history of the event, staged by the Texas Amateur Athletic Federation, or TAF. There are core events that each city must have, like track and swimming. Host cities can pick out sports significant to their region. Corpus Christi, for instance, has sailing. One of Waco's unique offerings is disc golf. But it's marquee sports in the Olympics that are the marquee sports in the games of Texas as well, and attract those numbers of visitors in the thousands.
Yeah, track and swimming is where your strong points are. They're very strong sports in TAF, and that's the core for the games of Texas. Typically, the next one in line is boxing and golf. Usually, pick up the rest of that, numbers, that core number that you get, and then you pick up the rest of them in the other satellite sports.
Mm-hmm. What kind of effort does it take from Waco Parks and Recreation to put on something like this?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we do it a little different, like we talked about earlier, how the community and the continuity that we have in Waco for the games of Texas. We do it in-house. It is a Parks and Recreation facilitated event. But like 4th on the Brazos and those types of things, but we pull in other city services, streets, police, utilities, fire. I mean, they're a part of this. So it's a citywide venture to pull this thing off and put together a first-class event for our guests that come to town for this thing.
This year, Goodman and his colleagues at Waco Parks and Rec aren't expecting quite as many athletes, but even a few hundred less than last year's total means a significant financial impact to the community, in addition to the chance to show off Waco's athletic and outdoor venues.
Last year with 6,800 athletes, the economic impact was projected somewhere in the $3 to $3.5 million range.
And that's talking hotels, restaurants.
That's hotel, restaurants, that's drive-in, drive-out traffic, hotel stays, the whole nine yards.
It's an opportunity for Waco to show off its ability to host a large-scale statewide event and a chance for visitors to see places like Cameron Park or the Brazos River that might beckon them to make a return trip. But none of that is of concern to many of the athletes, young and old alike, training for the event. Athletes like Maston Green, whose summer regimen is dominated by preparing to run against the best in Texas this weekend.
Work hard, run and train hard, eat right.
How long have you been running in the games of Texas?
Since I was 6.
Tomorrow, we'll learn more about Maston, a young man who may just be the fastest 11-year-old in the state. He'll be defending the 3 gold medals he won in last year's games this weekend. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.